The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
My guest is Jerry Sullivan. He's the founder of Sullivan Says SoCal.com. It is a digitally distributed subscription-based column that writes about news, analysis, and insights on things going on in Los Angeles and Orange County. Thank you so much for being with us.
Certainly my pleasure to be here.
And Sullivan Says, what are you writing about these days? What's kind of the hot topic? I bet I know a few, but in your words, if you were to kind of throw out the topics that are hot right now.
Well, I would say the chief topic right now and for our coverage, and I think it's beginning to take hold elsewhere, is sort of a real comprehensive understanding of there's a culture of corruption in Los Angeles and probably other parts of Southern California that has taken hold over the last decade or so. And I think the stresses and strains are starting to show. I think homelessness is actually symptomatic of this. And I think this next year or so is going to be a real period of reckoning over all this.
Well, we've seen the FBI crew come in and raid various offices of council members and things like that, water and power agencies. Do you feel we're going to see some resolution or an explosion on that area as far as some breaking news? Because right now it feels like we're in between things.
You know, it sure does. And it's been about now 14 months since the FBI, and don't forget the IRS, which is a key factor here, was also involved in that raid and is involved in that investigation. And that's a key factor because the IRS deals with unreported income. And that's, I think, important to keep in mind. So I think the length of this, the investigation so far and the period of time between actions. So we saw a raid and then several months later, another development, and then 6 or 8 months, another development. I think indicates that it's a very comprehensive investigation. I think at this point, everyone's hopeful of some resolution because it's starting to hold things up. In other words, one of the council members who's under investigation was a target of the raid was Jose Huizar, who has the downtown and east side district. And I hear from constituents that things just aren't happening. He's sort of in a state of limbo, politically paralyzed to some degree is the perception. And so, you know, you multiply that out because there are other elected officials who have come up in this probe and things start to get stuck a little bit. So I know the feds, that's not their chief concern. Their chief concern is their investigation, and they'll take their time and do their investigation as they see fit. But at some point, the city begins to feel the effect, and I think a resolution is really needed.
Not that I want you to speculate, but various guests I've had on the program seem to feel it may involve development in how development projects get approved and the transfer of funds either to an individual's nonprofit or cause or payment some way. Do we know if it has to do with development in downtown?
I don't know. We know anything definitively. And I'll tell you, and where it gets really tricky is a lot of, when I say culture of corruption, I think it's important to understand most of what the average person would see as corrupt in the way LA government, local government operates is actually legal. So there's, you know, a lot of what I would call legal corruption. A developer can give a donation, and I think anybody with, good eyes and a healthy brain would say, oh, yeah, I see that. That doesn't look quite right, but it's legal. So it's very difficult to see what, whether any of that will be what the average voter might see as, boy, that doesn't look right to me, may be perfectly legal. So we'll see. They certainly, all indications from a warrant that became public kind of by accident, by mistake, the feds didn't mean to make it public, would indicate that's at least they're looking very hard at that.
Yeah. You mentioned kind of a connection to homelessness indirectly. How might that be? Because a lot of us look at this homeless issue and we know something should have been done a long time ago. But they also say there was this theory of having a downtown area called Skid Row where you could supposedly service homeless people and help them. But that hasn't seemed to hold water because it's kind of spread all over now.
Yeah, I think, and don't forget, I think the key element that brings an update is the voters of the city of Los Angeles and passed a measure that raised $1.2 billion to address this. And voters countywide passed a similar measure that raised even more over the course of time. But an awful lot of money, the voters stepped up and said, "Go, okay, we will pay one way or the other. It's a tax. I think it was added to property taxes, so everyone gets it one way or the other. But we all voted and said, okay, we'll put up the money. Let's get this taken care of. And it's gotten worse. And some of the very obvious, I mean, Sullivan says SoCal.com has covered extensively. There's a proposed homeless shelter at 1426 Paloma Street downtown. And it is, on the face of it, one of the most suspect, problematic deals I've ever seen. The lease deal they did was ridiculous. And by the way, this is not opinion. You can look at the documents that I've uncovered and presented in my coverage where it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. There have been mistakes. The mistakes have been covered up. I don't even know if they were mistakes, but anyway, that might have been purposeful, but they're paying too much. They haven't opened the thing as promised. The nonprofit that they've arranged or hired to run it at a very high price. There's questions, legitimate questions about the nonprofit. In the week during Christmas, the same nonprofit was in charge of some winter shelters that were supposed to open 24 hours. For homeless folks because the cold weather was coming. At least one of them, I went to visit. It was not open. And this is the same outfit that's getting a $4 million contract to run this other one. So it's very, I think if you look at that, 1426 Paloma Street, if you look at that deal, and then, you know, the documents are largely public. You can see all this stuff. It doesn't add up. It's really screwy. I think right there you see there is something wrong with this program, whether it's legal corruption or just corruption, you know, remains to be seen, but it's a bad deal. There's money being wasted. And I think the visible sign of the waste is encampments on the street. And I think people are starting to connect those dots. I think you first saw it when the measure for the schools was voted down.
Yeah, people were saying, we don't want to do this. We're not going to keep throwing money at this.
And, you know, the politicians and the city hall staffers, the political types, they'll go on and on about, well, you know, that's a school district and that's not the city and so on and so forth. Or tell you that, well, you know, Measure H is the county and Prop HHH is the city and it's two separate pots of money. And what people see correctly so is, I don't know, it's all money we've given public officials, and you've misspent it, so we're not giving you any more.
Yeah.
And that's what's really sad, because the voters did step up on homelessness. And for that to get wasted, I think is a real shame, because you're abusing the good faith of the voters, and they'll be very unlikely to give you that chance again.
On this program, we have talked, Jerry Sullivan, with guests who talk about the debate between emergency shelter right away and long-term shelter, who look at the idea that originally was floated at building these $500,000 kind of condo apartments with granite countertops and roll their eyes.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of legitimate questions. I think the one thing we have to understand about emergency shelter, and, you know, I like to think of myself as a good person, and I wish everybody well and that they have shelter and a home and everything else. But the truth is the emergency shelter is as much for me as for the homeless person. It's as much so that I can walk down my street on a clear sidewalk and not deal with the public health hazards that come with homelessness. And not to mention the homeless individual, his or herself, who I would like to see with a roof over their head and getting whatever medical care they might need and so on and so forth. But let's face it, I also, you know, I have a selfish interest in this. I would like my neighborhood or my sidewalk or my children or my grandmother to be able to walk down the street without having to go out into the street to get around an encampment. So it's there's a very practical nature to it. And, you know, I don't think we need to apologize for our self-interest because it's legitimate in this case. And it's hitting enough neighborhoods now in enough areas that have never seen it before.
Yeah, but
I think you're starting to see some scale to the anger.
Some people feel paralyzed by it because there's these decisions like the so-called Boise decision that even the Supreme Court has refused to revisit that seems to give people the right to be on our streets.
Well, provided there's no other option. And I think that's the key. And I think it's very interesting. There was a judge down in Orange County, and his name escapes me at the moment, but this is about within the last 2 years.
Judge Carter?
I think it was Carter. And there was a problem in the Santa Ana Riverbank of encampments. And I happened to spend time down in Orange County. I'm down there quite often, and I run along the Santa Ana Riverbank. So, you know, I saw this firsthand. And I saw it becoming more and more established. And you went from tents to actual physical structures being built. And it was, you know, and there's homes on both sides of that riverbank. And Judge Carter, I don't know the legalities of how it wound up where he had purview over this, but he essentially told everybody, I don't care if you don't have the money. I don't care what your problems are. Get this done. Find somewhere for these folks. Get roofs over their heads.
Yeah, and they did it.
In this riverbank. And they did.
Yeah.
And so, you know, capacity's there.
Yeah. With that, I got to leave it there. We'll have you back. Interesting conversation. Sullivan Says, SoCal. Jerry Sullivan, our guest on the program. People can read you there, right?
Yeah, Sullivan Says, SoCal.com. It's $5 a month and well worth the money. So please give it a try. And again, Sullivan Says SoCal.com.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Larry.
Take care. Bye-bye.